Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, we gave you a kind of global generalised paranoia there with David McWilliams. Let's get specific with paranoia now. You know that thing when you download a new app and you just want to get going, so you just click through the various permissions, but you notice if you look that a lot of apps will ask to use location data. So why would apps want to know where you are at all times, and should you tell them? Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, good morning.
Morning.
So what is location tracking data?
Yeah, so location data can be a few different things. It can be very, very specific location data, like you'd use through a mapping app where it can really pinpoint your exact location and even your direction of travel. Or it might be more general data that may be even more attached to like your IP address or the Wi-Fi signal or mobile signal that you're
so
picking
that's
up.
An area you're in.
Yeah, an area that you're in. And that might be city, country level data. It may be information that you gave on signing up to an app or a service if you filled out a form that included an address and that was then attached to your profile for this service. Or it might even be the time that your location data was pinged at. So it also includes, say, the time that you were in a location, if it's very, very specific as well. That would all be packaged as part of location data.
So is there a load of location data out there about all of us?
Yes. If you are using a smartphone and apps, then chances are there's a huge location data footprint for you out there.
And are they selling that?
Yeah. So data brokerage is a massive industry. I mean, the location data industry alone is estimated to be worth billions. And that's just one aspect of your data. And data brokers aren't the companies that people talk about a lot when it comes to their data privacy. We often hear a lot of complaints against social media platforms and things like that, the big names in the tech industry that are quoted in households. But if you ever access a site and read the compliance that it asks you to sign up for and ask to view the partners list.
The list.
The list is very, very long. Yes. Like even getting just through the A's, you would be like, OK, I'm just going to move on now. So they're in the data brokerage industry. It's a huge industry and they're not names that are household names. They're not familiar to people, but they do, trade off on your personal data sometimes and maybe more generalized data. And it's meant to be, especially in the EU, that this data is anonymized and it's not identifiable if it's being traded. But it has been shown through research that it can be possible to take things like your browsing history and glean information from that that kind of de-anonymizes it. So say if, for example, you are a user of a specific social media platform, you'll access that platform through maybe your unique handle a lot of the time. And that will constantly show up as a pattern in your data that you're constantly visiting URLs that have your handle, your specific ID number in it. And like, it's easy then to kind of map that onto your other data and say, well, this person is logging into this account, it's likely to be held by this person. And then I can find out their other browsing habits. Now, this isn't necessarily what data brokers are doing, but I'm just saying that it's as possible. This data happens, it's possible to do that.
Okay, so I suppose there is location data we're aware of, the common types like Google Maps or yeah. The delivery app or whatever knows exactly where you are. And you've kind of more or less tacitly agreed to that, haven't you?
Yeah, and you can see where it's useful for Google Maps. I mean, Google Maps is honestly one of my favourite things that's come out of the digital age. It's a genuinely useful tool. And the fact that it can pinpoint your location makes it very useful for navigating around the world, especially if you're in a strange place. And for, say, if you're like using a delivery app or something like that and you want to look at food delivery that's in your area, obviously it needs to know what's in your area or where you're based to give you that information. Dating apps as well use location to try and match you with people who aren't a million miles away from you. You know, you don't want to fall in love with someone who isn't able to meet you for a date then. So what happens there is that there's like a use case for that data. Okay. But we see overreach all of the time when it comes to apps.
So what else is tracking your location that we're not so aware of?
I mean, any kind of app could try and make a legitimate use case for it. I mean, I've read about like a prayer reminder app was tracking users' location data in the States, and there's no reason that that would need your location data. And that's what we would call overreach. And it shouldn't be something that's a practice, especially in the EU, because GDPR advocates for data minimization, which means that you should only be trying to access the data that you need to provide the service that the user has signed up for. Okay. So it should be less of a problem here for users in the EU, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist as a problem.
Okay. And it has its uses as well, as you say, in terms of us finding stuff and finding, knowing each other, watching our kids, all that kind of thing. That's all location.
Yeah, like right, even yeah. like I use the WhatsApp location sharing feature when I'm trying to like meet up with a friend and we're trying to pinpoint the exact location each of us is, or I'm trying to just let them know I'm on the way and I'm this close and I'm maybe going to be 5 more minutes or whatever. You can, you know, pinpoint things using a Maps app if you want to find your car in a like festival car parking spot or something like that. If you're trying to navigate back to places, you can use location-based devices to track things, items. So people use these as luggage tags. Like there's things like AirTags from Apple, but there's loads of other versions of these. Like there's a company called Tile that does them. You can put one in your wallet if you think you're going to lose your wallet. And that means that you can kind of have a bit of security that you'll be able to track these items by using their location data.
Okay, so is that open to misuse as well by, I don't know, employers, a disgruntled ex or, you know, whatever?
Unfortunately, some of these devices have been known to be called stalkerware. They've enabled people to be able to track people surreptitiously. And actually, when Apple first launched AirTags, this was flagged as an issue. And they then had to kind of create a system whereby it does alert users. Say if you have an iPhone or an Android phone and there is an unknown AirTag in your area trying to send that signal out, it is supposed to be identifiable now, that you should be able to discover that, because people were noticing that they were getting these alerts of unknown device detected and they were like, what device? I don't have anything that's trying to ping my phone at the moment. And it could be surreptitiously be put in someone's handbag, put in someone's car to track them. But it's also like it can be used positively. So it's trying to strike that balance when people are developing these tools. Like Apple should have been aware that this could have been misused. There is a problem with tech development where they always think of the ideal user who uses their things as they're meant to be used and don't think enough about the bad use cases where people might misuse them. But there was a case today where someone had a tag in their wallet, and there is now a trainee, Garda, has been arrested and released, and the investigation is ongoing, but who allegedly had that wallet on them after taking that person's statement.
Yeah, so a tag in the wallet actually could maybe prove useful in that case.
Yeah, and even like using Find My iPhone and things like that to find your phone. And I know parents have used things like enabling Find My iPhone or Find My device on their phone so that they can able to track their kids, and it just makes them feel safer about them being out and about.
Okay, so we have a minute left to tell people what they can do about it all. It's easy to turn off location services, is it?
It's also easy to find out which apps are using it as well. So you should be able to, whether you've got an iPhone or an Android, it's very simple to go through your settings and find out which apps are accessing location data and individually switch off the location data access. They can still access the other information that they might need to function, but you should be able to individually turn off per app if you don't think it needs your location data. And I would always advise practice of like giving the least privilege, so give them the least access that they need, and then if you need to turn it on, turn it on, but don't overly give access to data that you don't need.
Okay, so it's about being a bit more mindful about these things rather than unthinkingly kind of just going along with it.
When you're doing app setups and stuff like that, don't just agree to try and get to the end of the process. You know, just say no to things. Like, you'll still be able to use the app. And when you're filling out forms as well, if you're doing a registration, put in fake data. If it has a required field for your location and it's like registering your fridge or something like that, you don't need to put in your real location. Just put in anything.
Okay. And your fridge wants to know where you are as well?
Well, some of these smart devices have all these, like I've had smart speakers that wanted like the birthrights to my first child. I felt like when I was registering these accounts, like it's crazy.
Okay. Elaine Burke of the For Tech's Sake podcast, thank you very much for that. And it's just 12 noon now. We'll pause for the Angelus.